This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dive right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty on your wonderful Wednesday. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't piss at least one texter off who absolutely hates this, but one other person said, I love it, play it again.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You better believe it. It is a Wednesday, just powering through the week, and you can go to our X page on The Fan 965 as we wrap the Chiefs draft up, right? It is over. It is done. We had Binkley on to conclude it. He was so ready to talk about the Kentucky Derby. He's so over the draft and ready for schedule release.
Oh, he's never over the draft. He's probably got Mach 2.0 out for next year already, right?
You would think. But our poll question today is, now that the draft is over, how satisfied are you with the results of the Chiefs draft? 100% being extremely satisfied. So we have 75 to 100, 50 to 75. 25 to 50, 0 to 25. Right now, 64.6 of you that have voted, the 209, 64.6 are 75 to 100% satisfied. 30.6 are at between 50 and 75%, and then 2.4 each on the 25 to 50 or 0 to 25. So majority of the clubhouse is leading with 64.6% where they feel about the Chiefs, and we can dive into those Chiefs in a little bit. But before we do that, you kind of get the feeling that North Carolina, they got to win, and they got to win quick, because let's address the elephant in the room. Nobody saw this Belichick story happening the way it did.
It's been the greatest thing that we've ever seen in May.
You know, in May. And originally it was like, whoa, Bill Belichick, 74, girlfriend, 24, weird. Okay, this is a flash in the pan. This is one of these honeymoon phases, one of those, you know, welcome to the year of 2025. Then all of a sudden, it keeps going. He's on the beach taking photos as a fisherman, and she's a mermaid. Then there's the airplane photo. They're on the beach.
And at that point, I still don't think people really cared, right?
No, nah, and then the interview happened.
Yes.
But before the interview happened, there was the video that surfaced of her on the practice field, handing out playing cards, doing all this stuff. And then after that, the minor story that maybe not everybody that's tuned into it comes out. And it's, you know, she's involved in emails and player information and stuff like this. And then all of a sudden, like, the mood started to change for me there. And I think it, Mac and you as well, we're all like, well, this is odd. Like, if she's just his girlfriend, like, why is she involved with, like, player personnel and, like, recruiting and maybe NIL and, you know, all this sort of information. And then the interview happens on Sunday morning. And then everybody's kind of in this whole, like, carousel where Monday was, I don't know what happened with the Shador slide. I don't know what I watched on CBS on Sunday morning. And now Carolina, you know, are thinking to themselves, like, did we get duped? Like, is there something we didn't know about this? Are we concerned about this? And right now, the only thing that can literally cancel all of this is if Carolina goes out there and here we are halfway through the college season and they're 8-0 and Belichick's doing Belichick things. That's the only way this thing gets swept under the rug, because it ain't going anywhere and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, it really isn't. And it's such a great human interest story too, because everybody has an opinion on this story. Yeah. Whether you're a guy, you're a gal, you're old or you're young, you've got an opinion on what's going on right now with Bill Belichick. And there's a lot of theories out there that are being thrown around, and we can dive into some of those. I told you guys this story was going to get, no pun intended, hot and heavy as we continued on. And yesterday was the first instance of that, where somebody zoomed in on her ring that she may have been wearing at the dinner table with Belichick. And like, the zoomed in, is that a left-handed ring that she's got on her finger? It sure does look like a big diamond on there. So that's going on now. All of this stuff, like, everything's going to be uncovered. I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say the Duval guy has more success at Jacksonville than Belichick has at North Carolina.
Liam Cohen.
Is that what his name is?
Yep. Yeah.
Leonard Cohen.
Duval.
Yeah, Duval, that Willy Wonka looking dude with the 13-year-old general manager.
Save room for later.
I do think he's going to have more success, more success at Jacksonville than Bill Belichick will have at North Carolina. And I just think this is headed down a bad path. This doesn't look like a really good situation that he's got her kind of hanging around, getting involved the way that she did in that interview. It's a little scary. And I say that because I was listening to Boomer Esiason yesterday kind of opine a little bit about it. And he kind of alluded to the fact that she's there because maybe Bill's forgetting some things.
Yeah. And I go back.
And that's kind of what that felt like yesterday. Or Monday, whenever that interview was.
Sunday morning. And I go back to the thing. It's like, I don't know if it is a relationship. I think it's a platonic relationship at this point. I don't know if it's a romantic relationship.
They've known each other since 2021, by the way.
Yeah, I've known a girl since we were sophomores in high school.
Well,
we're not like out here.
No.
Together.
What I'm saying is age difference wise. Yeah, he started his relationship with her when she was 19 or 20, guys.
That's why they don't want us to know.
And creepy. But she put the video up yesterday that had the book, and it was dated by Bill when he autographed, like February 21st of 21 or something like that.
That's weird.
Take 4 years off of her age. That's 20. They've been together and known each other since she was like 19 or 20.
So she's just hammering out a final on the plane. He's like, I think it's a D. I think it's A.
I mean, if that's even like the case, but like there were times during that interview where he had like this blank stare on his face and she would chime in or whatever the case may be. And then at one point she walks out of the interview,
right?
She walks out,
she gets upset about the questions.
The questioning, which again, it's not your interview.
Get out of here.
I don't understand.
But again, if she's the head of his PR and his caretaker or whatever she is, she's trying to do that for him.
Yeah, but there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it, right? Like, you don't want to do it to the way where people are now thinking something may be wrong with this guy, right? Something may not be right with this guy, because that shirt, first of all, like, it's one thing to wear that shirt and be a football coach. You're on a CBS interview, like, wear something nice, like find a shirt and iron it or something, right? Instead of wearing a shirt with a hole in it and look like a homeless man. And so she interrupted a couple times, then walks out of the interview. Like, if I'm CBS, I'm like, I really don't care where she goes. She's not the person we're interviewing. We're trying to talk to you about your book. And I mean, maybe this gets more attention than that interview did, and maybe there's all kinds of backstories to it, because now you saw the email from Belichick going, we need to get publicity for the book, and maybe this is how you get publicity for the book. You turn the interview into a sideshow, and everybody's talking about it for weeks, and it sells books. I don't know. There's just a lot of layers to this whole story.
Like, even when you go back to the basketball game they attended, and she's, you know, rocking the starter jacket around her elbows, like, even when they walk out of the game, it's not like it looks like, you know, honey, let's leave. It's more so like he's leading the way and she's trailing behind, as if like she's just there to be there and not there with her significant other. I just don't think that they are in a romantic relationship, and that's the theory that I've come up with.
And that's fine. They don't have to be, but why would you portray it like a romantic relationship, or let people believe, I should say, that it's a romantic relationship? Why not just say, hey, she's somebody that I've hired to be my PR liaison or whatever, and call it what it is?
Yeah, I don't think it's that, though. They live together. They eat dinner together. They take pictures on the beach.
You do that with somebody, and you're not married.
You don't live together. Okay. But yeah, I just think I don't see how it can't be romantic or somewhat. Yeah, I don't think they're platonic. And I think Bill Belichick is completely
Have you seen them kiss?
In the head. That doesn't mean...
Okay. If you've been together for 5 years, you've never seen him kiss.
I could bring up a lot of couples, but I won't, because it would get into the weeds. But there are lots of couples that are that are in the eye that are not seen being romantic.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Yeah, either, I don't have a problem with that at all. And we see their arms around each other, and they eat dinner together. And Bill Belichick, you've seen him on TV. I think he's right in his mind. I think he's completely. I don't know what the words to say is, but I don't see him having sort of dementia or anything like that. These old age kind of whittling
people
away.
People calling this elder abuse.
Yeah,
now,
I don't see that in him. We see him leading television shows and watching film with Ryan Clark and other Hall of Famers, and they're asking him questions, and he's giving these elongated,
awesome answers. Yeah.
Like, he is doing that. He's going on TV. He's going, like, I think he's whipped. I think he's trapped. I think he needs to get out, and so he needs to have a friend say, brother.
Every guy's been whipped at one point or another. It doesn't matter, right? We've all been there as a guy. It happens. It's normal. And that's why, if she wasn't 24 years old and he wasn't 74 and he was like 50 and she was like 30, nobody would care, you know, about this. You know, the age difference, I think, is the one that captivates everybody. That's a 50-year age difference between these two. And then he looked like a homeless man sitting on stage getting interviewed with a hole in his shirt. And people are like, what in the hell is going on here? And then the reports like North Carolina is now concerned that things aren't moving in the right direction and things. And so now your employer's concerned about this behavior. I mean, it's weird.
I think they're concerned because there's just a lot of unknown, even for them in general, like not just the public. That's like, this is one of the top stories in sports going on right now. Welcome to May or end of April. But like, even Carolina now is like, well, we didn't know it was like this.
Right.
We thought everything was fine. You told us everything was good. It's like, well, there's more to it. So
did he follow her out the room when he left? Whew. Did he?
I bet he did. I don't know. It didn't say in the article. Okay. I don't believe so.
What would you have done in that situation? Because we're all guys. Everybody's got a take on this. If you were Bill Belichick, would you have followed her out?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say no, but like, I've been there. I've been in that headspace.
If she is his lady, you have to support your lady.
Yeah.
And then you can have the conversation like, hey, you know, you can't do that because I've got to do this, and you know, have a, you know, responsible conversation.
Do you follow her out though, like she's in the right, or do you run after her like in showing frustration?
Probably,
you know, or like she storms out. Do you go, all right, I'm going to go handle this. I'll be right back. Like, cause if you say something like that's setting the boundaries, like, okay, I'm telling you without telling you, I believe she's in the wrong for doing
all
of this.
Hey, let's pause
this, right?
Give me 5 minutes, I'll be back.
Right, or do you run out like a puppy dog? Oh, come back. What's her name?
Or we can,
Jordan.
Or you can be like, hey, Steven's here. He'll finish the interview.
Yeah.
So he's just ready, like licking his lips. He's like, what do you want to know?
And that's the other thing. Do you saw what she did with him, right? She told them to take out of his bio that he's the son of Bill Belichick.
Weird.
Because she wants him to make sure that he gets the credit that he deserves for getting that job and earning that job. I hate to break it to you, man. Nepotism is huge in this world. It just is.
Breaking news. She just became the power of attorney. I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Oh,
that's a joke. Come on. Shout out to the text line. moving on. This is another guy who, not dating anybody younger than he is, just absolutely going nuts.
I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it again. If Kira Russo came, and she's the same age, if she came home, Dad, can we go out to dinner with my new boyfriend? Yeah, all right, Kira, what do you want to go? Well, can we, it's got to be, we got to have the early bird special. Well, why we got, what do you got to watch? The early bird special. No, we got to have the early bird. We got to go out to dinner at 5 o'clock? Really? Well, if it means that much to you, Kira, we'll go out to dinner, we'll have a Manhattan, and we'll go out to dinner at 5 o'clock if it means that much to you. And then she comes home, she gets out of the door, and the boyfriend is 10 years older than me! I'd say, honey, what are you doing here?
There it is.
And if you think we're the only ones talking about it, like, oh, Bill Belichick and his girlfriend again, way to go. Russo, like,
the whole world is talking about
it's
this story.
Crazy.
The whole world is talking about this.
My best friend's uncle, who loves this show, called me last night and goes, I got to pick your brain for a minute. It's 7:45 at night. He goes, what the hell is going on with Bill Belichick and this lady? I'm like, dude, I haven't talked to this guy in 2 months.
It's all people are talking
he's
about.
He's like, he goes, I know what you do. Like, I just want to, you know, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm like, I'm driving over from the golf course. You're fine. I'm like, what do you need, Dennis? He's like, dude, this Belichick thing's crazy. He's like, what's going on? And I was like, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I think we're also seeing the decline of somebody we thought was this omnipotent being, right? Like, just the greatest of all time, could do no wrong, is this wonderful football coach. And then you see him get fired, and that humbles him a little bit. Mutual parting of ways, my ass, Bill. Okay. So you saw him get fired. That humbles him a little bit. Then you saw him in a different light, and we all kind of liked him. Like, we've been riding this roller coaster with Belichick. He's been present in our lives for so long. I mean, Mac, how old are you?
26.
Yep.
Bill Belichick, you don't know anything other than Bill Belichick being the coach of New England Patriots. Like, that's your whole life, right?
Mac didn't even know that Andy Reid coached at Philly.
I know. He's getting to that point, right? Yeah, that's true.
And Harbaugh was at Stanford.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that either.
It's today.
But, like Belichick, for me, has been somebody that's been part of my sports life since the time I can remember sports, because he was the defensive coordinator with the Giants when I was growing up. And so I always knew him. So Belichick is all, like, since I was 10, I'm 48. For 38 years, Bill Belichick has been this football guy, this great guy. And then we see him on TV. He changes his whole persona. It was a lot of fun. And then he gets back into coaching at college. You're like, interesting. I think we're seeing why NFL teams didn't want to hire this guy. Same reason they wouldn't draft Shador.
Do you think that was part of the interview process? Like, they brought up her in the NFL things?
I would imagine. Yeah.
And they're like, dude.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I would, because they bring up everything in those interviews. Do you think an NFL team wants the distraction of this going on right now?
Oh, my God.
What would the Atlanta Falcons do if that was their head coach and he was sitting there with a ripped shirt and then that all took place? Like, at the collegiate level, it's one thing.
Yeah.
If that's in the NFL, they're mortified.
Well, there's more media, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it's also, like, Bill Belichick. Yeah. So this thing it's still going to be everywhere, and everybody's got an opinion on it because it's a human interest story. It's not a sports story. It's a human interest story. Like, a 50-year age difference. Are they married? Is he okay? Is she his caretaker? Again, we have people calling this elder abuse out here. Like, it's so insane of what people are coming up and talking about with this situation. I just don't know if he's going to have any success, guys.
Yeah, this could go really bad really fast.
But this is also what we're now seeing in college sports, right? We're seeing these weird hires. Dion, you know, not a conventional hire in Colorado. Obviously, Belichick, not a conventional hire out there. We're seeing GMs of teams, Andrew Luck, Shaq. You know, like, this is the age that we're in college sports. How do you separate yourself? How do you get money? You hire a name. Best of luck with Bill Belichick at North Carolina.
Bill Belichick's schedule in 2025 is TCU at home, Charlotte on the road, at home against Sean Barber's Richmond Spiders. Then he plays UCF at home. Then he goes back home to play Clemson. If he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if he goes 5-0 and his fifth win is against Clemson, none of this is brought up.
No.
They'd be talking about how he might be a bowl eligible team or like a playoff eligible team in Carolina.
What if she's on the sidelines
she
during
will be.
Games?
100% as right that, now she
that,
will be.
Is Tony Dungy going to weigh in on that?
I don't know. But speaking of college players and NFL teams, there were a couple guys that maybe we didn't talk about where they went. Devin Neal is with the Saints, so he joins a lot of former Chiefs players out there.
Yeah, seriously.
And then Luther Burden to the Bears. I think if you're a local fan, a KU Mizzou fan, and the Chiefs didn't take one of your guys, because those are the two biggest names from the universities around here. Now, obviously, like, Will Howard left from K-State to go to Ohio State, and then he gets drafted. So you're kind of maybe following him a little bit because you have the old ties, and now he's no longer playing at Ohio State.
Yeah, Mimbu's a tackle, so it's
right,
harder.
Yeah, local Lee Summit guy. Dad was on the news for him, by the way.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, not Jay Binkley, Kurt Likens. Devin Neal goes to the Saints, right? If they don't go to the Chiefs, I feel like these are perfect situations for local heroes, right? Like, Luther Burden goes to Chicago. NFC team. You have no argument with that. Like, if he goes, it's like Shane Ray went to the Broncos. You're like, damn it, dude. Like, of all the teams, you went to the Broncos. Luther Burden goes to Chicago, where Chicago's supposed to be on the come offensively. Could be a good piece. Devin Neal goes to the Saints. Never know. Might work out. Alvin Kamara's aging out. We don't know what his role could be in New Orleans, but you might root for those guys because you don't have to worry about what they do either against your team or in your division. I think it's a good case scenario when guys like that go to teams like this.
Yeah, I think it's fun. You can kind of have that rooting interest where it really doesn't matter, you know, kind of like your fantasy team if you do it the right way. But for Luther Burden, I think he's going to be just fine in the NFL. I would have loved him here. I think he would have been a nice addition here in Kansas City. And then who knows with Devin Neal, right? Like, you're going to New Orleans. I feel like they're always good at running back. And this feels like a good spot for him. I feel like that's just a running back factory down there in New Orleans. I could be wrong.
No. They've been able to run the ball, feels like, for a long time. And Kamara's still there, as you mentioned. So he gets to learn under one of the best backs in the league.
Yeah, if he played here, they could call the stadium Kamara Head.
Okay. Kamara Head. I want to bring this up because you might have to go defend yourself down the hallway.
Down the hallway?
Oh. Mac might need to go defend himself.
Really? Oh, Mac?
From the 913, they're talking smack on 106.5, saying that Mac almost ran over Zeke Montana this morning.
I've got some smack to talk to Zeke Montana as well. Let's do it. Absolutely.
We've got radio wars.
And
we've
got radio wars.
We've also got 96.5.
Oh, that's funny, Zeke. That's funny.
Let me tell you something, though. Zeke's also a little bit older, so maybe he didn't see you.
I hope he didn't, because if he did, then he's just
go to Zeke.
Care.
Go to Zeke Montana. I got your dad joke of the day. You're about to get your ass kicked by his son. Coming up on the other side,
grandson.
We have horse names for every single person at this station. You'll want to hear what they are. Max got the best one. 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.